preach today.
Allah.
It's a joy and a privilege to be sharing in your service. I bring the greetings of the fellowship from Christchurch and pray God's blessing on you. Today is Father's Day, a day when we celebrate our fathers. Let me begin by telling you a bit about my father. He's coming up to his 95th birthday later on this year, but he's still going strong. Like me, he is a minister. In fact, he's only recently giving up preaching in his local church. So he's been preaching for some 70 years. I remember some of his sermons, which some 40 or 50 years ago made a great impact on my life. I wish I could introduce him to you and that you could get to know him. But I give grateful thanks that he's my dad, for all that he's done for me and meant to me over the years. So on this Father's Day, I want to say thank you to my father and thank you to God for my father, for his love and his care over many years. And although he's not far off 95, he still lives independently. He has a flat in Leamington Spa, about 50 miles away. And one of the effects of the recent COVID pandemic has meant that I've not been able to see him as much as I would have wanted. Now, I realise that we have to be careful when we talk about fathers, for I know that there are those who have suffered at the hands of their father. And for such people, the term father has bad associations. I saw on the news just this week a story about a young boy who had suffered badly at the hands of a cruel father. And there are others who, for one reason or another, have never known their father. Father has been absent from their lives. I'm a father myself. I have two lovely children and seven wonderful grandchildren. And what I know is that all human fathers are imperfect. We fail. I have failed as a father at times. And if you're a father, you will have failed at times too. What we have to remember, though, is that it's the concept of father that's important. And Jesus reminds us in our scripture readings that we can call God our father. And what a privilege that is. Almighty God, the creator of all things, wants to be known to us as Father. The beginning of what we call the Lord's Prayer begins, Our Father in heaven. This is how you should pray, says Jesus. This is who you are praying to, Our Father in heaven. When Jesus tells us to speak to God in prayer, calling him our Father in heaven, he's setting the whole tone, the whole framework for our relationship with God. And we begin to realize something of the immense privilege that we have to be able to come to God in this way. In being able to address Almighty God as our Father. First of all, we address God as Father. And using the way of addressing God as Father was something that was characteristic of Jesus. He used the Aramaic word Abba when he spoke to God. And Abba was like saying Daddy. It was a word that a child would use to speak to their father. And of course, Jesus had a perfect right to do that because he was the Son of God. But not only did Jesus call God Father, he also encouraged his followers to call God Father as well. And we discover very quickly that word Abba got into the vocabulary of the Christian church. Paul writes to the Christians in Rome who would have spoken Greek. And he tells them that they are children of God. They are adopted by God. They are filled with the Spirit. And they're able to cry, Abba, Father. The idea then that we can call God Father, that we can have that kind of relationship with him, is truly amazing. And that word Abba applies not to a relationship that is standoff, a distant parent that we rarely meet. Here is a relationship with some intimacy. We can come before God in the intimate way that Jesus came before God and call him Father. But as I said just now, all human fathers fail. We aren't perfect, no matter how hard we try to be. But we remember that God is Father in the truest, the most authentic of senses. He's the prototype. He's the standard by which all fathers are judged. What a privilege then to know God as Father. We are his children because of our faith in Jesus. And so in prayer, we have the privilege of coming before a Father God who we know loves us and cares for us and longs for us to spend time with him. So on this Father's Day, we give thanks for our earthly fathers, our human fathers, but we also give thanks for our Heavenly Father, Almighty God himself, and for the relationship that we can have with him. But secondly, remember that God is our Father in heaven. You see, although God wants us to know him as Father, to have a real intimate relationship with him, not as some faraway father who doesn't care about us, but as a heavenly father who loves us, he wants us to know him in a real close way. But we must be careful not to be tempted to become too familiar with God. For at the same time as we remember that we are conversing with our Father, we remember he is our Father in heaven. And that concept may be difficult to grasp. We want to ask human questions about where is heaven. I think of the Russian astronaut who claimed that there was no God because when he flew into space, he didn't find heaven. Heaven, though, isn't a geographical location in that sense, a place that could be seen if we had a powerful enough telescope. I'm reminded that William Shakespeare said that life is a play, and we are actors in that play. This is our reality, and it indeed is real. But off stage, invisible to us, as we are absorbed in the ongoing drama of our lives, lies heaven, another reality. And one day, as we read through the script that we are privileged to have in the Bible, we realize that the play will end for us, that the curtain will come down on our lives, that the stage lights will dim and the house lights will come up, and we will come off stage and come face to face with God, our Father in heaven. Heaven where God dwells, just as real as the universe in which we live. So what a privilege then to come before a God who is awesome and majestic. What a privilege to pray to a God who has awesome power. He only had to speak and the universe was created. What a privilege to pray with a God who is eternal and all-seeing and all-knowing, who has the ability to answer prayer and to help us in our time of need. What a privilege then to have a heavenly Father. Human fathers aren't heavenly. We're earthly. We're of this world. We're fallible, and sometimes we're powerless to help. But God is our heavenly Father, our Father in heaven. But we shouldn't become over familiar with him. Our Father is our heavenly Father, but he's also sovereign God and Lord of the universe. And we need to get the balance right when we think of God and our relationship with him, when we converse with him in prayer. Thirdly, do you notice that the Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father in heaven"? He's not my Father in heaven. He's not your Father in heaven. He's our Father in heaven. When we become followers of Jesus, we become part of the family of God. We have a heavenly Father, and we also have a relationship with one another, whom we are privileged to call brothers and sisters in Christ. We're not just individual believers, but part of a community of faith. And we share in community with other followers of Jesus. We live in a world that is very individualistic. People increasingly tend to live alone, to watch television alone, to listen to music alone, to play on their devices alone. And sadly, over the last year, that has very much become some people's reality. We work from home, we shop from home, we amuse ourselves at home. And so it's good to hear the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, which says, "Our Father in heaven," which reminds us that we are part of a community of faith. God calls us to share in the body of Christ. We're a great family. We have sisters and brothers. We aren't in this alone. So then, God is our Father in heaven. And if that's true, and it is if we know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, then this impacts every part of our lives. It gives us a sense of worth. I am a child of God, loved by him. When the world tells us that we are insignificant, that we don't matter, we know the truth is different. We are significant. We do matter because we're special to God, our Father. He knows all about us, and yet he loves us in a way that no one else can. So we can live our lives with that real sense that we are important, that we do have significance, that there is a purpose to our lives. But we should also have a sense of responsibility. For if God is our Father in heaven, then we are his children. And we have the responsibility of living up to the reality of what we are. And we can only do that as we imitate Christ. Jesus taught us how to live and showed us by his example how to live. So on this Father's Day, we are reminded of the approachability of God. He is our Heavenly Father, and he has a real love for us, his children. We are reminded of the awesomeness of God, his power and his might, his ability to be all that we need as our Heavenly Father. And we are reminded that we are part of the family of God, the community of the church. Thanks be to God, our Heavenly Father. Amen.